Day 97. The Secret Life of Modals.
One sentence figuring in the last session was, the government will nationalize the steel industry. What's the word will here, Patrick?
I don't know. Guess it's one of those modals.
Yes. It's a part of speech that we haven't said much about in all these sessions, and I think it's finally time to turn some attention to it.
What do you have in mind, Marta?
I'm thinking of the modals. Can, will, shall, may, might, could, should, would, must.
Didn't we already do something with them?
Only a little bit, and nothing about their duality.
Duality?
Yes. Take the modal must, for example. Suppose you ask me my opinion about the newest Porsche on the market, and I say, fine, but they're very expensive, so you must pay a lot if you really want one.
You mean like I'd have to pay a lot?
Right. But suppose instead I say, fine, but you really must be out of your mind even to think about it.
Ah, no obligation here. You could be, implying that I'm a little crazy to even think about buying one.
Yes. So what's to conclude about this so far, Patrick?
That must be ambiguous.
It certainly can be. Though the context is likely to suggest one meaning rather than the other, as it probably did here.
Well, can the other modals be ambiguous too, Marta?
You tell me. You just used can, so take that for example. Let's say we were expecting your friend Herb to join us today, but you say, Herb can't be here. He's not feeling well. Where can't here means is not able to.
Okay, so far.
Yes, but unknown to you, Herb now feels fine and has just arrived and parked his car. You look out the window, see his car, and exclaim, he can't be here. He's sick. Where can't means something like, I can't believe.
And I heard the modal should being used something like this in a recent conversation between two people where the use of should gave rise to a misunderstanding.
That could be very interesting, Patrick.
Well, I thought it was. A man was talking to his wife as she was leaving to go shopping, and he said, take Route 4 to avoid the traffic. You should be home by 5.
Should, huh? Go on.
Well, with his use of should, she thought he was telling her to be home by 5 and resented it.
Whereas
he was only using should as a prediction. Seems like modals might get you in trouble sometimes.
Yes, that can happen, Patrick. Your example is nice.